My name is Carissa Richardson, and I spent my summer studying abroad with students from Northeast Indiana. We started off in Switzerland, went to Austria, Germany, Belgium, Netherlands, France, and the UK. We were part of people-to-people student ambassador programs. We had 40 students, 4 teacher leaders, so it's a ratio of 1 to 10, and then we also have a manager who is from overseas. It was founded by Dwight D. Eisenhower, and his kind of thought process was peace through understanding, and the only way you can get understanding is actually to travel abroad and be part of somebody else's culture. Kids are one way in front of their parents, but a completely different way in front of other people and out and about and doing things. So you never quite know what you're going to get, but luckily this year it was an amazing group of students that really bought into the idea of being a family. And you bond very deeply with these students because you get to experience all these amazing moments that they're experiencing. And you also see when they're homesick and when they're maybe having a bad day or they found out something that wasn't as pleasant is going on at home that they have to deal with while 15,000 miles away or however many miles it is. So yeah, you do become, you know, not just a teacher, but also kind of their pseudo parents and just a little bit of everything, a shoulder to cry on and also somebody to laugh and giggle and joke around with. One of the things that I absolutely positively love in life is seeing kids first in life. So the first time a kid can go to the Eiffel Tower is like the most exciting moment of their life because they're like, I'm at the Eiffel Tower, can you believe this? So those first moments are just amazing, and I don't have children of my own, so this is my chance to kind of experience those and being a part of those in their lives. We did a homestay with a German family. All of our students were placed in a German high school with German students, and it was just amazing, again, to be able to get into the actual culture and really talk and see how they eat and see how they, things that they do on a regular basis. I mean, I can't imagine living in the Rhine Valley and being able to see castles every time I commute somewhere. That's just unheard of in the United States. So, and just some of our students, the tears in their eyes when they had to leave their families, and it was only 3 days, but you become so incredibly ingrained in that family's daily life, and they got to go to school with them and experience what those classes were like, even though they were tired from all the traveling, but just to see that they were, you know, so bonded with these families, and these families welcomed us with open arms was amazing. I'm a science teacher. I get so many cultural experiences. I get to see places that I talk about in my daily teaching. So when we're talking about global warming and we talk about the rise in sea level, I can talk about how Venice is and how it will be in the future. We can look at those maps and I can show them pictures of, hey, here's me when I was just in this canal, but this canal is not going to be there. And this whole square that I was standing on, it's not going to be there. Being able to kind of move out and see those places and actually experience it in life is rewarding just in its own. I hope that they become global citizens and they really realize that they are part of a greater world, that it's not just Fort Wayne, it's not just Indiana, that it's a whole world out there, and that from this experience they learn that I want to be a part of that world, whether it be through their jobs, whether it be through just being a good global citizen, but I hope that they become that. Take your earbuds out and enjoy and really experience it. I traveled abroad for the first time when I was 16, and I spent a lot of the time with my earbuds in and just kind of listening to my American music and not really truly getting out there and talking to the fellow people from the area and actually really experiencing it. I was so close-minded. So when I see kids with their earbuds out, I'm like, take those out. And really, it's just experience it and go with an open mind, because there's so many things that if you're close-minded, you won't see and you won't experience. The experiences and the students that I've met can totally attest to it's an amazing program and an amazing opportunity for students. And even if you can't do that, get out of your country and enjoy life and see the world.